flurry of signature events across the state of Florida as the governor is making work of all of the legislative action that happened during the session. Action News Jack's Jake Stofan is live this morning, and there's still a handful of laws or bills that have passed that's awaiting the governor's signature, some that are raising a lot of attention. The right to bear arms, remember this one, Jake. Governor DeSantis has just days to decide what to do with this bill that makes it easier for people to shoot and kill black bears without penalty.
Yeah, just a couple of days ago, the governor received the final batch of bills, and some of these are some of the more contentious that passed through the legislature, some on very narrow margins, even though Republicans have a supermajority in both chambers. Like you mentioned, that right to bear arms one, this one causing a lot of heartburn among conservationists. If you feel like your life is in danger and a bear has entered your property, you have the right to defend yourself. It's kind of stand your ground against bears. Now, you know, conservationists have some serious concerns that this could be easily abused. You know, a person sees a bear, maybe they live in a rural area, have a lot of property, and maybe the bear is really no threat to them, but they have an itching to, you know, hunt a bear, I suppose, and they take it upon themselves to shoot the bear. And now the sort of silver lining in this is it is aimed at actually increasing reporting of people who have, you know, been stuck in a tough spot and had to take a bear's life, and they wouldn't be allowed to keep the body. It's supposed to encourage people, if they do find themselves in this unfortunate situation, to actually report that kill rather than, you know, burying it or trying to hide it away and pretend like it didn't happen. So the governor's got 14 days to sign that one and quite a few more.
Yeah, one of the ones that is probably more realistic to all of us is that left lane driving bill. I remember we were covering this throughout the spring month. So he's sitting on that one. And remind us again what this would do. And is it likely that he signs this thing?
Well, this was a two-year effort, really, from Senator Keith Perry down in Gainesville, who basically is sick and tired of, being stuck behind somebody who's cruising at the speed limit or maybe just a little above the speed limit in the left lane. This would make it so it's a left lane. The left lane could only be used for passing. Technically, right now, the obligation is if you're driving in the left lane and somebody comes up to try to overtake you, you do have an obligation to get over into the right lane to allow faster traffic to go by. This would say, nope, you can only go into the left lane to go around somebody. If you're sitting there cruising, you're going to get a ticket. Whether the governor will sign this one, it's hard to say. It was pretty popular in the legislature, but obviously it would be a big change for every Floridian and the many millions of people who come here as visitors each year.
Indeed. Yeah, we were just traveling last weekend up to North Carolina and a couple of the states, I think South Carolina and maybe Georgia, have that. We saw the signs posted on I-95 and on I-26 making our way across the state in North Carolina. What else stands out there for the governor to consider, big picture?
There's also a very controversial ethics bill that would change when people can report ethics complaints, when local elections boards are allowed to initiate investigations, changing it from a basically, you know, you just submit the information, you can do so anonymously. Now you would have to, under oath sign that you have firsthand information of the complaints rather than, you know, maybe reading something in the news article. There's also a vacation rental bill, that would put the regulation of short-term vacation rentals like Airbnbs, take it out of the hands of local governments and put it in the hands of the state. That would have some impacts here in some of our beach communities locally. And then one bill that I've been covering since I started originally covering the state legislature all the way back in 2017 is a compensation bill for the victims of the Dozier School for Boys. This would be $20 million. Victims who attended that school from, within a certain time period would be able to submit their school records and also a notarized attestation of the abuse they suffered when they attended that state-run boys' school and be able to get a slice of that $20 million, essentially as an apology. So that's one that I've been watching very closely, and Unfortunately, the governor has not really weighed in one way or the other on what he might do with really any of these at this point, so it's all speculation.
Jake, at this point, are there many survivors of the Dozier School for Boys?
Don't quote me on this. I believe the estimation is there's about 400 to 500. I know we have several here in Jacksonville that I've spoken with over the past 3 years that I've been working with Action News Jax. So certainly a lot of people stand to be made whole or at least partly whole if this legislation is ultimately signed and they're successful in applying for that relief.
Some pretty important actions still to come over the next couple of weeks. We'll stay close, keep your ear to the ground, and we'll continue to report out what the governor ultimately decides. And if any of these bill signings happen to happen in Northeast Florida, count on us to be there to cover it for you. 9:25 on Jacksonville's Morning News. It's Action News Jack's Jake Stofan. Continuing team coverage of those stories coming up later today at 5 and 6 o'clock on CBS 47 and Fox 30.